and to get our week rolling on Culture File, we're back in the company of writer and comedian Maurice Gohan, who's sharing some pages from her isolation notebook, written in a quiet spot in County Kilkenny, and this time Maurice's guide to the fine art of doing nothing.
The country is still in isolation. Day 56 for some, day 2 for others. Let's not get into the past, though. There's no point pointing fingers. All I will say is that some of us get our news exclusively from the Daily Mail because we like the mix of showbiz and lazy journalism. And the Daily Mail only first even reported on the coronavirus about 4 days ago, and they said it was created by Meghan Markle as a dig at the Queen. So some of us have been a bit slow on the uptake. And by some of us, I am absolutely talking about myself. It doesn't matter though, we're all on board now. And people have started to get a little bit stir crazy. I'm seeing a lot of messages flying around at the moment. Be productive, start knitting, learn Spanish, bake bread, be entertained, watch Netflix series, watch Leo's speeches.
There is no fate but what we make for ourselves.
Watch Instagram lives, be connected, text, call, Zoom. Just do something to pass the time. Always be doing something. I've seen people just lash their phone number on Facebook and invite anybody to call them. To, in their own words, just pass an hour. How afraid of your own mind do you have to be to take a call from your creepy Uncle Tim who hugs a little bit too long and goes on rants at Christmas about how a bad knee ruined his professional soccer aspirations? Despite the fact we've always had 24 hours in the day, isolation has made us very conscious of our own human pitfalls, and so we're desperate to just fill our time with things. Here's my two cents, though. What is easier than doing something? Doing nothing. Don't get me wrong, there is a fine art to doing nothing, but luckily for everybody listening, I'm the Michelangelo of doing nothing. I've been in training for a crisis like this my whole life. I don't really listen to music or watch films. I'll go to bed at 8 p.m. and just lie there, staring at the ceiling. I would say with my thoughts, but often there are no thoughts. It's just emptiness. I'm basically meditating 24/7. In isolation, I'm not asking, how do I fill the time? Or how do I be productive? Or how will I pay rent? In fact, I'm not asking anything at all. If you're a beginner to existing in a state of nothingness, then I have 3 tips for you. Number 1, buy stuff. Doesn't matter what, just always be consuming. That is the easiest path to an empty mind. I personally operate under a strict $1 in, $1 out policy. You spend everything you earn. At the end of the month, it's just a net zero. Especially in these times, you should not be stockpiling money. Savings is just the toilet paper of the financial world. Maybe you're like me, and the industry you work in has been decimated because of coronavirus, and you're not sure when or if you'll ever work again, and everything you spent years working towards is gone. Well, don't panic. Open up your laptop. Click, click. Add to cart. Click, click, click. Purchase. Shipping address isn't important. Send it anywhere. It's all about the click, click, money gone. Number 2, do not be curious about anything or anyone. Never ask why. Asking why leads to thoughts, which is what we're trying to avoid. Instead, just accept everything as it is. I'm sitting across from my boyfriend right now, the man I love, and I couldn't tell you 3 facts about him. He's a stranger. That's ideal. And number 3, if all else fails, sleep. A lot. I sleep 12 hours a day. I wake up, I've only 12 hours left to kill. I'm beginning the day on a winning foot. Have too much for breakfast. Take a nap. Feeling stressed about the coronavirus? Think I need to lie down. A further 3 hours are now scratched off the day. If you play your cards right, you can be left with about 30 minutes of the day that you're fully awake. Then, and only then, is the world your oyster. You follow these three steps and you're on track to living a life of beautiful nothingness. Anxiety, panic, fear, all gone. You follow these three steps and next thing you know, it's June of 2025. Good news, COVID-19 is long dead. Bad news, COVID-23 is now tearing around the world. Life gives with one hand and takes with another. But back to you. You have one thought, and it's only to realize you haven't had a single thought in 5 years. Congratulations, you've succeeded in the art of nothing.
Marie Scohan there in delighted isolation in County Kilkenny with some helpful hints for novice idlers.